Morning, my keto friends. I am again sitting in a parking lot before I go into the office. It's a little cold out here, but it's nice, crisp air. I feel great. I did my morning walking meditation. I have some intentions that I plan to fulfill, and I'm thinking positively. I'm thinking with joy, abundance, and gratitude. That is my theme for 2018. I hope you are having a wonderful morning. I have a challenge that I'm facing this morning, and I'll talk about that next. Today, I'm facing that challenge that so many people face at their job, the dreaded staff meeting. The staff meeting that is either a potluck or where it's a standard that some kind of treats of some sort will be brought in. Today's potluck? No, it's not even a potluck, it's a pizza day. My boss is buying pizza, and we also have a guest who is a higher up from our corporate office in another city. So this person will be sitting in on our meeting, and we're all going to be feasting on pizza, and I have to prepare for this. What am I going to do? I mean, the whole point of keto for me is to be healthy. But I love keto because it allows me to eat what a lot of people eat. I don't feel left out. When I was on Weight Watchers, I was counting points and worried that I was going to go over them so I wouldn't eat. Or we'd go to a restaurant and the food wouldn't be on the Weight Watchers food list. And those days are behind me. Even Weight Watchers knows that those restrictive days were kind of counterproductive and they keep tweaking their program to make them more conducive with everyday living. So, keto definitely fills that need for me. It's very rare that there's anything I can't eat. In fact, I don't think there's ever been an opportunity, to eat where I have not found something that was fine for what I was doing. And today's going to be the same way. My plan, knowing that I'm going to be eating pizza, is to only eat everything that's on the crust. I'm not going to eat the crust. And a lot of people do this. You go to a pizza place, you eat what's on top of the crust. And I used to feel very self-conscious about it. Now I tell myself this is my health. I mean, if I were diabetic and somebody tried to make me eat something that would make me sick, they'd understand if I said, you know what, I have diabetes and I can't afford to eat this. People don't understand that when you say, you know what, I'm trying to lose weight, so I don't want to eat this, because then they come up with things like, oh, just have a little bit, or this isn't going to hurt you, or I read that the tomato sauce in here, it's good for you, or whatever. And you have to be firm and not really care what people think, but also, be consistent in your message to yourself. Why are you doing this? What goal do you have? Does what you're doing meet your goal? For me, knowing that there's going to be pizza and that I love pizza, but knowing that I can eat the top of it is great. The only thing I'm going to be concerned about is documenting it ahead of time in my app, Chronometer. And I've talked about Chronometer before. I'm not going to go into it now. But what I do is, knowing what I'm going to eat for the day, I document it in the app ahead of time. That for me is a limit. It's like creating a menu and following the menu. Because if I don't do that, there are temptations where I could overeat. So I know that we usually order from Pizza Hut or this other place, and I don't know, one of those local places, and I can find something similar in my app. I can eat the pizza with the meat, I can eat the pizza with the only cheese, I can eat the pizza with the vegetables, I can eat the supreme, I could eat it all. It's awesome. All I do is make sure it's recorded ahead of time, and then when I get home, I'll have recorded that as my lunch. And then I'll just have one more meal when I get home, and I'll be full and sated. I'll be happy anyway. So it's good. I mean, it's free food, right? And thank God it's not just a bunch of bagels and desserts like we've had in the past. Yeah, that's probably the most difficult. And even if that happens to you folks, all you have to do, knowing that you have a meeting coming up, is bring your own food. You can chop up some cheese and some pepperoni, bring that along, or whatever it is that gives you a snack that you enjoy that fits your plan. And if people have a question about it, I just make it a health issue. And you can do whatever you want, it doesn't have to be health. Doesn't have to be their business, does it? And I'm sorry if I repeated myself there, but my alarm just went off, meaning that I have to go upstairs to the office. You know, I have to make a living. So I will talk to you guys later. Let me know if you face any challenges at work when it comes to food. I'm sure most of you do. And how do you handle it? Have a great day. And just like that, it is evening time, and I get to tell you what it was like eating the tops off my pizza at work. You know, there are times when you might be self-conscious and think you're the only one who has your strange eating patterns, but I was quite humored to look around the table. We had about maybe 12 or so people in meeting, and all of us had pizza except for one. And of all the people who had pizza, about three of us ate only the tops off the pizza. And that really made me laugh, because here I am thinking people are going to think I'm being wasteful, and you know, I was going to feel a little guilty. I was all prepared for that. But no, other people don't want to eat carbs, and they don't want to eat a bunch of bread. And so they were eating the tops off their pizza, and I felt pretty good about it. So I just thought I'd share that with you. And I did not feel deprived or anything, but I must say I was really hungry when I got home a few hours later. So I had a dinner of, this is my lazy concoction. It's any kind of vegetable, usually broccoli or spinach. Today it was broccoli. Cheese and Spam. I think I told you somebody bought me 4 cans of Spam, so I'm eating those. I mean, Spam's okay. It's nice and salty. And on top of that, I had eggs. I had 3 eggs with another, with some more cheese on there. And I made the eggs with garlic and a little bit of heavy cream to give it a little body, and salt and pepper. And that was it. That was my dinner. I've had lower calories today than usual because I stayed very late at work and had that pizza thing that kind of tied me over. But I, even though I was hungry when I got home, it's too late for me to eat a second meal. So this one had to do, and that leaves me with lower calories than I normally would have. And that's fine. It always works out over the course of a week. If I were on another weight loss plan, I'd probably be more frantic and counting calories and all this stuff. But over time on keto, I tend to relax, and I realize that, you know, I can take it weekly instead of daily, and I don't have to really worry about overeating because I'm usually pretty sated by the amounts of food I eat. It's just a matter of having variety and enough flavors. You know, I like to have really flavorful food, and eventually I'm going to be trying African recipes and Mexican recipes. Mexican food is, well, I haven't found it to be that difficult, but I know that it can be. Anyway, I'm always looking for recipes from around the world, especially flavorful, seasoned foods. So if you have any favorite recipes, feel free to suggest them on this station, or you can email me at ALLISON at theworldharmonyproject.com. I've been giving that email address out lately because I realized that on iTunes, it might be a little harder for me to get your messages, especially right now. Things are so busy, but I'm not trying to ignore anyone. All right, so I have another segment coming up in which I'm about to tell you something I got in the mail. So, I got this package in the mail, and it is from a place called My Intent Project. And I mentioned that project before, and you might have heard it in an interview that I did with somebody named Melissa Reyes. She's the one that told me about this place. What My Intent does is it lets you set yourself up for success by providing you with a way, a very nice looking way, to remind yourself of your goals and your intentions. And what I did, and I'm opening up my package now, I ordered a bracelet with a word engraved on it. And so now I've got this little package in my hand that says, "Our mission is to be a catalyst for meaningful conversations and positive energy in the world. What is your word? My Intent Project from myintent.org." So, opening up my bracelet, and there it is. Handcrafted with love by a woman, I'm assuming. No, it might be a man. It looks like it says Heaven. Could be Kevin, but I think it's Heaven. Thank you, Heaven. This is the word that I chose. It's actually a phrase. The phrase is keep gardening. The My Intent Project asks you to define the word that you chose and what it means for you. So what keep gardening means for me is that I don't have to struggle and worry about my goal. I don't have to worry about how and when it's going to come about, what it's going to look like. All that stuff is taken care of. Just like when you have a garden, you plant the seeds, you till the soil, you make sure the grasses or whatever, weeds and all that are out of the way, and you check that the wild animals and birds aren't getting to anything, and you protect them and make sure they have water. I mean, you can do all that stuff, but you cannot force seeds to germinate. You can set the stage, you can set that foundation, and you can nurture. But the actual miracle of life is not anything that we can force to happen. We just set the right environment, and nature takes care of the rest. And that's the way I see my life. This year, I'm really focusing on the future that I intend to have occur. Just like when I plant a garden, I intend to have a garden at the end. That's what I'm headed towards. But for me to worry about the actual germination of the seeds and how all the proteins and things are working together, that's not for me to get into. I mean, I'm not, a horticulturalist. I don't even know if they get into all that. Maybe they do. But I don't get into all the nitty-gritty science of it. I just get into the portion that I can take care of. And for my life goal of being healthy and fit, all I can do is eat properly, get my doctor to measure my progress, my blood tests, and my weight, and heart rate, and all that stuff, and have a positive mindset, and just set the stage. And I am eventually going to reach my goal. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen. I can't tell you the exact date it's going to happen. I can't make my body lose a certain amount of weight in a certain amount of time or on a certain schedule. I can't do that. I've tried for years, for decades. It doesn't work. My body's going to do what my body needs to do based on what I'm eating, how I'm feeling, how I'm acting. All that stuff comes together. Things that I can't control and don't even understand will impact it. All I know is that I'm on my way and I'm going to keep gardening. That's all I need to do is keep gardening. And that's my phrase. I'm going to wear it on my wrist and I'm going to put a picture on my Instagram account for the Keto Health Project so you can see it. Just tap on the link if you're on Anchor, or just copy the link and visit the Instagram account if you're hearing this elsewhere. And keep gardening, my friends. Well, tomorrow is another day. I am down another pound. So maybe it was 2 pounds. I don't know. After a while, I really stop counting and I just get on a scale once in a while, because really my clothing is what tells me how I'm doing. And plus, I don't want to get stuck on numbers. But, this is still the first week or two and I'm kind of excited that I'm, back on track. Sometimes when you wander off track, you feel like you're never going to get back on it, but I'm determined. I am so determined. So, yes, I am firmly on my way. Right now, I am looking at an Otis Spunkmeyer double chocolate muffin. It's sitting right in front of me. I'm looking at it. If I wanted to eat it, I could. Do you think I'm going to? No, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat any carb-based junk food. No Tostitos, no tacos, no bread. None of this stuff that can sit right in front of me and be unharmed. Just wanted to say, I'm keto strong now. I will commune with you tomorrow. Good night.